This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to London on Thursday. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. The investigation into the plane crash is underway and multiple agencies have joined the investigation. At least 254 people, including 241 people on board, died in the incident. Meanwhile, the process of DNA matching is underway in the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital. Authorities of Civil Hospital have so far identified 9 victims based on the DNA samples. The Deputy Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Rajneesh Patel, informed that around 8 injured people are undergoing treatment in the hospital at present and the condition of one of them is critical. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet.
We do have a very robust protocol which we follow every time. But when the incident happened, we also felt that there is a need to do an extended surveillance into the Boeing 787 series. With immediate urgency, all of them are going to be done. And furthermore, as the investigation is going to proceed and the report is going to come, whatever necessary steps are needed to be taken, we are going to ensure that without any hesitation, we are going to improve every necessary thing that is going to come our way to improve the safety.
He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said that the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad today said the diplomatic outreach initiatives led by 7 parliamentary delegations after Operation Sindoor and Pahalgam terror attack have resonated India's voice across the global platform in unanimous manner. Mr. Prasad said through this diplomatic outreach initiative of the all-party delegation, India was able to express its concerns of terrorism and its right to defend its own citizens from the terrorism at global platforms. In a major crackdown to the illegal arms holders, a team of Manipur police and other security agencies conducted massive search operation in the outskirts of 5 valley districts last night and recovered 328 illegal arms. According to the police report, after receiving specific intelligence regarding presence of large cache of arms and ammunition, a joint team of Manipur police, CAPF's army conducted the operation and 328 illegal arms along with ammunitions, explosives and wall-like store were recovered by the team. Brazil's foreign ministry has announced that Vietnam has officially joined BRICS as a partner country. The ministry's statement said that as a dynamic economy deeply integrated with global value chains, Vietnam is an important player in Asia. The Russian news agency Sputnik reported that after expressing its desire to become a member of the global body, Vietnam has now become the 10th BRICS partner. South Africa have clinched their first ICC title in 27 years, beating Australia by 5 wickets to win the World Test Championship Final 2025 at Lord's Cricket Ground, London. Aidan Markram slammed a century and captain Themba Bavuma fought through injury to score a 50 as South Africa chased down a daunting target of 282 on day 4. Markram was declared the player of the match for his memorable knock. Kagi Surabada starred with ball and taking 9 wickets in the match. India's pair of Arya Borse and Arjun Babuta clinched gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event today at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. This is India's 4th medal and 2nd gold in the ongoing World Cup after Suruchi Singh's yellow medal and the 2 bronze won by Sift Kaur Samra and Ilavanil in their respective individual events earlier this week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.